Welcome to Success with Srini, a show on human design, human change, and human excellence. Srini Sarapalli is one of the foremost human change makers and peak performance experts in the world today. Widely considered as a change master, Srini uses a compelling combination of hypnosis and neuroconditioning to make powerful and life-lasting changes in people almost instantly. World's foremost speakers and trainers consider Srini as a true transformational expert. His radio and TV shows reach about 5 million people in the U.S. and beyond. You can reach Srini by visiting www.positivepositioning.com. Set your expectations high. Set your aspirations higher. And here is Srini Sarapalli.
Hi, this is Murali Seshadri from mathmagnet.com. Today I have with me an incredible speaker, Srini Sarapalli. So, Srini, thanks a lot for taking your time and being with me today. I have several questions that I want to ask you. And I want to poke your mind on, mostly related to entrepreneurship and running businesses and where how people look at it from outside and how people enter into the sphere and how they transition to the process and all the good things that happen to them and all that. So thanks a lot for joining me today.
Thank you, Murali. Appreciate you having me. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I mean, we have these conversations all the time, but I'm curious because you'll make this interview available to everyone, right? As a recording?
Yes, that's a whole purpose, Trina.
Okay, excellent. Yes. Very good. So I'm curious now because I know you'll have many of the questions, and my request to you is, as you are asking questions, see yourself in them.
Right.
I'm hoping that your questions are all based on your observations with truth as you have progressed as an entrepreneur. So you're not going to ask me any bookish questions, I'm hoping.
I mean, I've been in this journey for almost a year now, and even though the process is totally enjoyable, it's a lot painful too. I mean, I see both versions of the story there. So it's all coming from experience, and so it's not going to be bookish. I promise you.
Pain and pleasure are two sides of the same coin.
Okay.
You cannot stack up pleasure without stacking up pain.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You know that? So most people are under this illusion that, if I get pleasure, then I can avoid pain.
Okay.
So there is no meaning of pleasure without having pain.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So if something is giving you a lot of pleasure,
okay,
get ready to have pain.
Okay.
Are you married?
I am married.
So am I. You have children?
I do.
So do I. Are you a son?
I am a son, yes.
Me too. Okay. Are you a brother?
So. Yes. Yes, I am.
Yes, so me too, my friend. Welcome to the family. Okay, let's get into your first question.
All right. Srini, this question is, I'm just putting myself 1 year back. I'm going back 1 year back.
Right.
And we had this similar conversation, but I just wanted to hear from you once again. See, I had no idea on what business to start and how to go about this entrepreneurial track, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you showed me the path. You showed me light into this whole new world of business for me. So for a newbie, I wanna hear from you. So how to choose the field or what area that they should be going forward in their pursuit of a business?
Yeah, so great question, Murali. So here is how I would look at it, right? First of all, just because somebody else is doing a business,
mm-hmm.
right? So let's go back a little behind and kind of look at the problem statement in a different view. Why people get into business?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about it? What was the driver? Why you got into business? Now, choosing what to do comes very late.
Right.
Right?
Right.
That comes very late. Sometimes you choose, but the choices are already done for you in some other way.
Right.
So I never decided that I'm going to do like 5 businesses one day.
Correct.
Right? I went there, people wanted something else, and I just kept on feeding into their needs.
Right.
Right? But the question here is more like, what got you started, right?
Right.
I think that's where most people get the start incorrectly. They start the wrong way.
Okay.
Right? And their intentions are off.
Okay.
The deed could be good. I want to start a business. The deed is good. But the intention behind that
right.
could be off. So what is intention? Intention is this.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to start a business because I want to make money, even though the money is a driver. I think you fell for it too, right?
Yes.
$10,000 a month you could make.
Right.
But truth of the matter is, you now know how hard that is.
Exactly.
Right?
I do.
It's very hard.
Yeah.
Right? So let's don't worry about that part. It's given. Anything meaningful that you want to do involves effort. We know that it takes a momentous amount of effort to start something. But it's just like a snowball effect. You start something over a period of time. For some people, it's a long time. For some people, in a short time. But there is time involved with it, regardless.
Right, right.
It takes the shape.
Correct.
The more it rolls, the more it gathers mass.
Right? Okay.
So the intent is not to make money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The deed is to do the business.
Right.
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 The intent to do the business is, I'm passionate about something. I can make a difference. I have a new way of doing things that I don't see others doing. I have an impact that I want to make.
Uh-huh.
I want to bring value along the way.
Uh-huh.
So all these elements play in.
So, Srini, you're saying that this is not cut out for everybody?
No, I'm not saying that. I think everybody is cut out to do anything they want to do. It's just making the right choices. Right? So if you choose today to do, let's pick up something from nowhere. Let's say you want to ski.
Uh-huh.
I know skiing, everybody does these days. Not a big deal. Let's say you want to do, you want to become an astronaut, let's say. You have no idea how that works.
Right.
But if you commit yourself, right, be realistic about it. I know nothing about it. And I'm going to give myself 5 years from today.
Right.
And I want to acquire all the knowledge I can.
Right.
And I'm going to go after this, whatever time I have.
Right.
Be realistic. Be practical. Be pragmatic. Be specific, and then you apply incrementally on a daily basis.
Correct.
Now what happens to you after 5 years?
So you become
There's no guarantees you're going to become an astronaut.
Right.
But now you're way ahead in the game.
Right.
I will have a different conversation with you 5 years from now about being an astronaut than the conversation I'm having with you right now. You see
right,
that?
Right, right.
So majority of the times, if you look at, bring the business as a context, you see, this is what I say, behind the failure of every business, is an individual. Behind the success of every business is an individual.
Right.
So if you want to go from making nothing to, let's say, $10,000, right?
Uh-huh.
The biggest challenge is what? One. What is that one? $1.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
$1.
Yes.
Extremely hard.
Yes.
Right? $5, extremely hard.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
$10, very hard.
Correct.
So if I look back to my mentors who actually, one of my mentors, early mentors, told me, you have what it takes. If you will trust me, I'm going to, I'm going to show you, and I'll tell you this, I don't know how much money you can make, but I see people lining up paying $50,000 for you, helping them achieve what they want to achieve. And I couldn't, because my mind was so constrained at the time. I did not have that awareness. I did not have that vision at that time.
Uh-huh.
I was not on this path of self-exploration at that point in time when I heard, one of these individuals from nowhere telling me. Later on, I appreciated him as my mentor, very late. But I still, those words, they kind of, they echo in my ears every time when I meet someone. Even for the first time when I met you, those words were going on in my mind. Wow, okay, he predicted this about me. What can I predict about you if I have to work with Murali or if I have to work with Vijay or anybody else for that matter?
Right.
What can I, so the key is, I lost my thought, whatever I was trying to make, but you get the point.
I understand, I get the point. But actually, see, assuming that I don't have a coach, or I haven't seen a leader like you, coach like you, right? As an individual on the street, how do I, as an aspiring entrepreneur, how do I recognize that one skill set that I'm good at and be successful at that? I mean, guaranteed that I'll be successful at that, like 2 years down the line or 3 years down the line. How do I choose the path? Or do I choose like multiple paths and then work on each of them individually, or just how do I do that? Because there is just a hit and miss kind of a thing. I don't want to get into that kind of a situation because life is short.
So, great question. So I'll come back to that. In a second, I remembered the point I was trying to make earlier. So it's hard to kind of, make that $1, to get that first customer, right?
Yes, yes.
It's tough. So if somebody would have, at that time, my mentor told me, you'll make $50,000, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
And I never believed. because I couldn't see it.
Right.
Right. So a majority part of this game of business is your mindset.
Okay.
So you can't envision it for yourself. You can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? Then you cannot convey. So if I can't see success for you, I can't sell you on that success.
True.
No matter how much talent you have. So for example, you're raising your kid.
Right.
And you don't appreciate the kid, what the kid is doing in school or in dance or performance, whatever it is.
Right.
And you keep on, right? You mm-hmm. have this vision of what your kid should be.
Right.
And you constantly keep on comparing your kid to that outcome that right. you have in your mind, which you can't articulate anyway.
Right.
And you keep on cursing the kid right. for not performing to that level of your understanding.
Right.
What happens to the kid?
It gives up after some
exactly,
time.
Right? So it's a mindset game. It comes down to the way you can articulate a vision of someone to them.
Right.
So a significant amount of time goes into understanding the individual, trying to know where they come from, mm-hmm. what their core strengths are, what their core skills are, what can be worked upon, what cannot be worked upon.
Okay.
And it actually ties into your recent question right. that you asked, which is you have too many things that you can, which one to pick, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Right. So when I got on radio, I'll mm-hmm. tell you something, a personal story here. When I got on radio, my challenge was, what should I say?
Okay.
I know so many things. What should I say?
Right.
That's a challenge, right?
Yes, yes.
So what should I say? Whom should I say? Who is that person who's listening to me? I don't know idea. We have no idea who's listening to this, right? Right,
right
now.
Right.
Right. But the problem is, if I don't do it, let's say I choose not to do it. I'll not do radio.
Okay.
Guess what happened? I have all these things within me.
Right.
And I could not express.
True.
Right? So rather than trying to satisfy everyone mm-hmm. with everything,
right.
why can't I pick just one
okay.
and sequentially go from there?
True.
See that? So the only way to test whether all the 10 things that you have within you are relevant to be explored and kind of exploited in the right way
right.
is to go one after the other.
Okay.
So the typical entrepreneurial problem is, we have so many ideas going on. We have like 20 different windows open in our mind.
Right.
And we are lost.
Exactly. Yes. Right? Yes. I can relate to that.
Exactly. So I'll give you a classic example. Why coaching? Why training? Why mentoring? Why you need a different set of eyes and a brain outside of you?
Right.
Okay. Who is the best? Well, let's look at it this way. I'll give you an example. Our swimmer, 22 gold medals.
What's it?
I forgot the name. I can't believe this.
Sorry, I can't.
Right. Okay. So.
Michael.
Michael Phelps, right?
Michael Phelps.
Okay,
yeah.
Appreciate it. Okay, so Michael Phelps, right? So you look at that for him for a second.
Uh huh.
So Michael Phelps, if you study his path, wherever the coach went, he went there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Really?
Exactly. Okay. Study. Right?
Okay.
I'm studying the guy, but I forgot what his
right,
name.
Right.
But anyway, so Michael Phelps, followed the same coach and credited him for discipline.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
He went wherever the coach went.
Okay.
Even he went into the college where his coach became the head coach.
Oh.
But because he could not take an admission into the college, he became his assistant.
Okay.
Only to be with him, to be trained by him.
Wow, this is news to me. I didn't know about this thing. Okay.
So why do you expect to win 22 gold medals and even more in 2016?
Right.
I think next month will, at the time we are talking today, and a month from now he may have more medals.
Right.
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 Why would you expect a spectacular achievement from anything that you're trying to do without having a spectacular preparation to begin with?
Sure.
So the question comes down to is, if I'm not making money in business, if I'm not successful in doing what I'm doing, it comes down to what preparation have you put in. So if you eat, it's just like a system. You can go out today and eat organic food, good food.
Right.
And feel good in the evening, tonight.
Right.
Wake up tomorrow morning the right way. Process the food in your body the right way.
Right.
And feel good.
Right.
You can eat crap tonight.
Yes.
And feel...
crap.
Exactly. And wake up in the morning... and mess up the tomorrow completely, and mess up your stomach, and take five five, tablets or whatever, right?
Right, right.
You could do that too.
Right.
So it comes down to behavior.
Uh-huh.
It comes down to application of yourself.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It comes down to, just being there. So coming back to my original point, which is I have 10 different things going on. I get on a radio. I have to do something.
Right,
right.
Right.
I figured out that frequency is key. If you frequently do something for a long amount of time, eventually the message will be there.
Okay. Okay.
Right. You frequent yourself
to
a point where it becomes natural within you.
Okay.
Right. How much preparation went into this recording? Nothing, right?
Yeah, pretty much nothing.
Nothing.
Right? 2 minutes of...
Okay. Is this conversation value to you?
Of course, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's what it is, right? It's not a big deal. There is no research here. There is no preparation. There is no prior discussions about this.
Right.
None.
Right.
If you have it in you,
okay,
it will come out. You don't have it in you, you have to pretend.
Okay.
So go back to the original point I was trying to make. Right, but at the beginning. So the intent is to bring value. The deed is the business.
Right.
And once you decide to do a business, there are a lot of others, small little deeds you have to do. Right? You have to juggle to different activities
to
make that deed, the bigger deed, happen.
Right, right.
But throughout that entire process, your intent is to deliver value. That's it.
Oh, okay. That's very powerful, actually. Because most people come to doing business just like me, right? $10,000 per month.
Yeah.
That was the original thing.
If you saw this or not, I first made an attempt to sell in 1998.
Okay.
First attempt, right?
Uh-huh.
But if you look at my webinars, the time that I really take the claim is 2006.
Okay.
Five, to some extent, 2006.
Okay.
So you could ask the question, and nobody asks me this question. I don't know why. But what did you do for those, 6 plus 2, 8 years?
It was in my head, actually, believe me or not, all this while, but I never asked you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not that I was not making money. A few attempts here and there.
Right.
But majority of that, right?
Yes.
The activities were not in business. I was reading as a hobby.
Okay.
I was making a few attempts here and there.
Okay.
There were attempts.
Okay.
There was justification for my effort. I used to justify myself.
Okay.
But essentially, I was quitting.
Ah.
I was quitting. I was in and out, in and out, in and out.
Okay.
So I remember you telling me, they said, Srini, if you would have supported a little bit more than the very first coaching program you joined.
Right.
You said, if you supported a little more, people would have stayed.
Right.
So the answer to that is, no matter how much you support, so you're just like a kid going to school.
Right.
They have it in them. It can be explored very quickly.
Right.
You give them a considerable amount of time so that they can explore themselves.
Right.
And then once they explore themselves, then you can take them to the next level.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
But there are those situations where you can give your entire life and the kid never explores. Neither you can do something, nor they can explore themselves. And you are in this log jam.
Right.
Deadlock.
Right.
Where you don't know which one to change now.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So the key is to really you quickly learning the skills.
Okay.
Exploring through the mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Your standard line of approach is, I will not make mistakes, right? I don't want to make mistakes.
I don't want to fail.
Yes. That's the thing, right?
Yes.
But you have to. You make quick mistakes. Learn from that as soon as possible.
Okay.
And then use that as a springboard to go to the next level.
Okay.
Right? So in traditional self-improvement, if you study all the philosophers and all the big wigs, right, you will see that at any point in time, the maximum amount of success was created by one individual when he or she used their biggest setback as their springboard.
Oh, okay.
So what is your biggest setback that you are using as a springboard to go forward?
I see.
That is not that. The money is not a driver for that. You can't say, I want to make money, that's why I'm doing this business. That's a failed approach to life. You can't be happy in the process. And there are too many excuses that you leave on the table.
Right.
Is that you can pick and choose at any point in time. Because something doesn't work, you say, ah, I don't think this is working. Ah, I don't think this is going to work. I don't see that that's working for them, so I just don't want to work for me. So yeah. There are always these excuses.
Okay, actually, that brings to my next question, which you touched upon. When would people quit? I mean, I know there are like zillions of reasons that for people to quit that are there, right? But what typically makes quitters of this?
You should ask me the question: did you ever quit? Like strategically, I mean, by default, I've quit many times in the past.
You might have quit on a business. I can see that, but not.
I fundamentally quit because my mindset was wrong, right? There was effort involved, and I quit. There was opportunity that I couldn't see. I quit. I went through all those quits.
Correct.
Right. But is it possible that I strategically quit? Yes, I have quit strategically too. Right?
Right.
So
I know that.
The question is, when should you quit? How long should you stay?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Very hard. Very hard.
Okay.
To answer that question.
Okay.
And if I make an attempt to answer the question, I'm actually fooling myself and you and everybody else who is listening to this.
Very hard to
answer that question. You got to make your own call on this.
Okay.
When deals go wrong, they go bad, you quit. Now, here is something that I want to, that I did, that I think makes sense. Every time I quit something, there was only one time that I failed in a business. I quit a business and I took it on myself.
Okay.
As if I failed. Wherein the business was failing.
But isn't that the case? Behind behind every failure, there is a individual's failure, right?
Right. It is. For your job is to, that's the point. Your job is to learn from the failure and correct. Bounce back as quickly as possible. So I never stopped.
Okay.
So I tried, let me do SEO.
Okay.
Let me do info marketing. Let me do, let's say CPA marketing or whatever it is. So I tried different things.
Okay.
I quit. But not to quit and walk away. But to take a step back and say, wait a minute, what should I change now?
Okay.
Now that I know it's not working, should I go after it one more time or should I go something else? In the overall context of entrepreneurship, once you are in, you can't quit.
Srini, can I zoom in a little more if it's okay with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you pick one example where you quit? Because it's going to help me.
Yeah.
I'm in a similar boat on several things that I'm trying out at this point. So I want to see, understand your thought process on, if you can zoom in a little bit, one level lower. This was the reason why I was doing this, but then I realized that this is not right. So I kind of changed the strategy, and this was the strategy direction I took.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So can you touch base on that, or if it's okay with you?
Yeah. So for example, right, for a very long time, So whoever would come and pay me money for whatever, I would do it for them.
Okay.
And I thought that was a business.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So somebody comes and says, hey, I like the way you do, this whole teleseminars.
Okay.
And back in the day, right?
Okay.
Can you tell me how to do it? Yeah, yeah. I have a product, $97, just pay it to me or whatever, right? So I'll show you.
Okay.
And then I go and work on creating the product, right, overnight.
Okay.
So somebody comes and says, I like the way you blog, the way you write emails and all, mm-hmm. right? So I go and say, okay, fine, I have a course on that. Here's the course for that, right?
Okay.
So no matter who comes, no matter what they ask, right, I would see myself there.
Okay.
And then I would do it. So there are two problems with that mindset.
Uh-huh.
One is you don't know what you stand for.
Right.
And the second is you don't know what you're asking because they are giving.
Right? Okay.
So both of them are dangerous. You can't create a sustained business model out of it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, of course, right?
Okay.
So if you look at, successful businesses that really, or successful entrepreneurs who really made it something,
right?
They stood for what they thought was the way, right?
Uh-huh.
To get a product done or get a service done or get an idea done.
Okay.
If you look at, for example, you go to Elon Musk and say, I don't think you should put batteries in the Teslas. You should actually put nuclear power.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, so from nowhere. Right. I mean, what is he going to say? Right? I mean, he'll, I don't care. I'm not, you know, like, this is it.
Right.
This is it. This is how we do it. We want to improve upon this. This is how we see it. So essentially, you need to know what you stand for.
Okay.
Right? You need to have enough clarity. Not absolute clarity, but just enough clarity.
Okay.
So that can stimulate your marketplace. That can bring ideas and possibilities in the marketplace. You need to have that level of clarity or vision.
Okay.
Not out of the gate, but at least at some point you have to. So go swim all different forms of swimming.
Okay.
But you need to, you at some point will zone in and say, either I'm a freestyle swimmer or I'm a breaststroke swimmer or whatever it is. You'll get that to that level. It's just a matter of, you know, whatever time it takes, but you have to get there. Right?
Okay.
And once you know what you stand for, right?
Okay.
And that takes a position in the mind of people.
Right.
So it took a while for me to take a position, hypnosis, success. Right, take a position on that.
Okay.
And then every word that you say, every marketing collateral, sales collateral that you create,
right,
now feeds into that position that you have taken.
Got it.
Now, once you have defined that position in your mind, your job is to convey that to the other person's, right?
So
creating collateral and all that. But then you have to amplify that too once you have conveyed.
Correct.
Which is helps you take the primacy effect in their mind. So every time they think about something,
right,
they now, the word hypnosis comes to their mind, or success comes to their mind,
right,
or entrepreneurship comes to their mind, right?
Right,
they think
right.
about you.
Got it.
Now everybody, so in my case, I do 5 different things and I probably use 5 different positions.
Right.
So depending upon which individual got oriented to me through which path,
they have that
amplified in their mind.
Got it. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So that's the key.
Okay.
So no matter how good of a therapist I am,
right,
you may not see that because your path of entry was through entrepreneurship.
That's correct.
Right?
That's correct.
But if you go tell the same thing to somebody else, hey, you know, I went to Srini and learned entrepreneurship. No, I don't think he does that, man. I think he does, you know, hypnosis. And he does hypnotherapy, let's say, right?
Right.
So that is their view.
Got it. Srini, you hit on a very, very important point here, actually. So for someone sitting on the periphery, like how I was last year, roughly last year, 12 months back. I mean, identifying what I want to do. I mean, I think I was in that boat for quite a long time, trying to figure out what to do. But I think the key here is for people, the moment of realization will come once you put your, legs into the water and then feel it for some time. I think only then you will know what you're good at, which direction to path take and which direction to take and so on, right?
Yeah. So I'll simplify the question in one statement. So when we say, do this business or do that business, you'll make money.
Right.
What it is that's what you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Money part.
That's what everybody wants.
Right.
Money.
Right.
It's a classic, you know, bait.
Exactly. Yes.
Bait. Right? Look at money, everybody gets attracted to
it. Right.
Okay. So that's what you want.
Right.
But that's not what you need. So in marketing world, right, we always sell people on what they want and give them what they need.
Okay.
Now that's the sign of a good teacher.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So everybody wants to score, you know, 100% in the class, every student, right?
Right.
The teacher tells you tells the parents, your kid is good, you know, little bit of mentorship, little bit of hand-holding.
Right.
You know, have it in them, get 100, right?
Right.
But that's, you're sold on that 100%.
Correct.
But then the work involved with it,
right,
involves a lot of strategies, a lot of mindset, a lot of, you know, maneuvering, a lot of, you know, obstacles, right?
Right.
Those are the needs.
Correct.
If those things are not given or confidence, not explained, exactly,
yeah.
then that 100% is not going to happen. The teacher knows this.
Got it. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So your point, right, should I go to commerce and do the business or should I do the leverage business, or should I do affiliate business, or should I do my you know, math magnet, right?
Right.
The key is that majority of the time that you and I have spent is fundamentally
right.
You needing all these things.
Exactly. Right? Yes, yes, yes.
All the tools, all the techniques, all the ideas,
right?
Do they directly feed into your end outcome? Maybe not, but you need them. Why? Because so the key is not only hit the $10,000 a month,
right.
But you can't consistently keep hitting that number.
It's absolutely.
Right?
Yes, yes.
It's not about one time.
Yes.
One time anybody can make it. I can stage a launch that can probably make you $100,000.
Okay. Okay.
It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go home happy.
Okay.
And I have those home runs.
Okay.
But we don't want people who can run the sprints. We want marathon runners. We want people whose every body part is conditioned to that 26.2, you know.
Okay, got it.
Emotionally, spiritually, you know, mentally, physically, all those things.
Right, right.
It's not simply, okay, man, let me take 20 shots of caffeine and run this 26.2 miles and I'm done one time. It's not the game.
Okay, okay.
Right? So if your intent is right,
right,
then your longevity in the game is going to be good.
Okay.
But if you're, and the deeds will fall in place. I've seen people who have good intent and they started the wrong business.
Oh, okay.
Eventually they landed the right business.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See that?
Okay.
Eventually they did.
So intent will guide you to the right
Absolutely.
Place.
Absolutely. It can't go wrong because you put the other person, you know, in front of you.
Okay.
Right?
Got it. It's a customer whom we are serving.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you a classic scenario, right? I used to do the radio shows and I would you know, come there, my mindset was, man, I'm paying $600 an hour to be on radio.
Okay.
And my job is to get one client for $600.
Okay. Today, if I get in, that's what my mindset will be too.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't blame you. Right?
Okay.
That's the growth. Right?
Okay.
Today, and then we measure how many calls came to the station,
right.
How many calls came outside, how many people
converted
emailed,
and
all those things. Right.
Right?
But magically, you know, a year and a year and a half of doing, or 2 years doing into going into that mindset, I one fine day realized that that's not the way to measure myself.
Okay.
My measure is based on the happiness I derive from doing a show. That's the only measure.
Okay.
I need to feel good walking out of the station.
Okay, but
man, I did it.
But Shini, you're not doing charity, right? At the end of the day, I mean, you got to. I mean, let's be practical too, right?
No, you got to do charity to yourself. When you do charity to yourself, that's the fundamental point everybody misses. You got to do charity to yourself. You can't be not doing charity to yourself and expecting others to do charity to you.
Okay.
Right? That's a huge disconnect. So if you are not your best customer, what is that? So why walk out? I feel good. I feel good. Okay, I did a good show. I feel fulfilled. I can sleep well at home.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
If I don't feel good doing what I did, I should never expect anybody listening to me to be feeling good. Just in this conversation, if I don't feel good sharing what I'm sharing with you, I don't expect you to feel good. And I know this. You can tell me that, wow, that at the end of every question, you can tell me that was good, that was great.
Right.
But that's not the measure I have. My measure is incrementally how deep of a question you're asking me.
Got it.
If you're not going there, it means I've lost you.
Okay.
And
okay.
So are the listeners. You see what the listeners who is listening to this, I'll tell you this, if they stayed up till this point listening, they're in.
Okay.
They're into this conversation.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter whether we are relevant to them or not.
Okay.
But they know that we are having a good time.
Right, right.
So they are getting value out of it.
Got it.
We're not having a good time, they're not getting any value out of it. So the question is, it's not about getting on and saying, hey, pay me $600 because that's what I paid to be here.
Yeah, of course, you can't say that.
You can't, and that's the issue.
Right? Okay.
So, whether they pay you, they don't pay you, whether they're part of you, they're not part of you, whether they like you, dislike you, you got to do the right thing.
Okay, so you got to be adding value, you got to be...
To yourself, to begin with.
Okay.
If incrementally you cannot come in, every client that walks into the door teaches you something new. You can't catch that and fix yourself. That means you are not presentable to the next client. Next client. So it means you are not growing.
Okay.
Well, if you're not growing, what's the outcome? You're dying.
Yeah.
You can't stay static. One way or the other, you have to move.
Yes, yes.
So allowing situations, circumstances, which involves clients, partners, you know, customers, to modify you, to to make your game bigger, such that you are the bigger player in the game,
right,
it should be one of your goals. And if that is not happening, then you're off. So okay. That's why we say the only reason why I could not see a $50,000, you know, at that point in time was because I was not big enough for $50,000 at the time.
Okay.
It took me 8 years to grow myself to that point where I started seeing, okay, wait a minute, you know, it's making sense to me now.
Okay.
So if 20 years ago, if somebody would have told you 25 years ago that you'll go to America, you'll be in a, you know, Silicon Valley,
right,
you'll do these jobs, what would have been your reaction? Like,
I wouldn't have believed in that.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
Right? Why is that?
Because I wouldn't have seen myself in that situation.
Exactly. You didn't have the mind's eye.
Exactly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So majority part of the coaching is expanding the mind's eye.
Okay.
That's all this. That's what you're doing with the children, by the way.
Right.
You're expanding their mind's eye.
Right.
Right. That's it. So we sell them on what they want.
Okay. And then they give what they need.
And then give them what they need.
Okay.
And this is classic with any, you know, coach, trainer, marketer.
Okay.
Good marketing is all about that. You sell them on what they want.
Okay.
And give them what they need.
Oh, okay. Cool. This is very powerful. Very powerful, actually. Because this, especially this mindset thing, especially, I mean, the transition happening personally to me, right? Going from expecting the money versus adding the value. I mean, what do you focus on?
Yeah. So just to great. I'm glad that you got me back into that thought. So I reversed after 1.5 years doing this on the radio. It's like, hey, I paid $600. Call me, right? At one point, one day, I got on the radio and said, don't call me.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Don't call me. So what happens? What happens now?
You're kind of liberated, kind of a thing.
Well,
right?
I'm out, right? I have no expectations.
Yes.
Guess what happens to the business? What happens to the common man? The common guy would think, okay, the guy is probably, you know, like people around me, like you know, my friends, you know, my relatives, and all. Why are you doing this? You know, your business is not doing well. You know, I'll tell you something interesting. In 2012, I believe I saw 6,000 people through my seminars.
Okay.
2013, I probably saw 12 or 13 people through my seminars.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
My income did not change.
Oh, okay.
Right? So okay. You 6,000 people, you have 13 people. What changed? The change was not in money.
Okay.
So if the change is not in money, what is the change? The change in the mindset.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I don't have an office.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have employees.
Right.
So all those things went away.
Right.
Gave up the office, gave up the employees, gave up the hustle.
Right.
All those things.
Okay.
Now, so rather before it was like, man, I need to work with people to create solutions.
Right.
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 Now I have the solution the minute I start working with people.
Okay.
Right. So shift the entire dynamics of therapy or one-on-one coaching or whatever. So I have to work for a very long time, session after session after session, to create results for people.
Right.
Versus now, like for the initial first point of contact, I have the solution. Second point of contact, validation. Third, implementation. Fourth, liberation.
Done. Okay.
Finish.
Okay.
Right. So the shifts the whole dynamics.
Okay.
Now, the minute I said that I don't want the people to call me.
Right.
Here's what happened. Right. I took away my focus from sales.
Right.
Right?
Right.
The minute you take away focus from sales, what happens to your service? Goes up,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So now you're not worried about, so whoever comes, I'll serve.
Okay.
But very few people are coming.
Okay.
Right?
But you do very
I'm
good.
Not willing to, I'm not worried about selling at all. So let it happen automatically.
Okay.
So there's nothing to sell.
Right.
So people are caught up in this mode as entrepreneurs. I want to sell.
Okay.
It's not about selling.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not about selling.
Right.
It's about serving.
Okay.
There, do what you said you do.
Okay.
Maybe you'll fall. Maybe you will have a few setbacks. Maybe, you know, some people will not be happy doing what you do. Anyway, it's okay. It's part of the game.
Right.
But you need to feel good doing that. You know, you did the best.
Okay.
And you keep on improving.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. And it's a positive cycle. Once you serve better, then it kind of comes back.
Well, there is never a point in your entrepreneurial life where you'll say that, you know, the minute you hit your $10,000 income,
yeah,
that income is not sufficient anymore.
Yeah, now I realize that.
Okay?
Yeah.
It is going to start you know, demanding that you go to 50,000.
Right.
Right. The minute you hit 50,000, it's 100,000. So, so there is never a point where you are just making money.
Right.
And your expenses are nothing, zero.
Right. Right.
And then you're liberated.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, no. So you, the key to success is the way you carry yourself through this journey.
Okay.
Right. That's all there is to this.
Okay.
So you carry yourself happily.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm not saying that you could be not be having money at all and still be happy.
Right.
But that's not the point I'm trying to make here. Just,
okay.
You need to make money.
Right.
But just that, you know, don't go in with a home run mindset where, you know, I'm going to make this, you know, $10,000 a month and I'm done. It's not going to be done.
Okay.
Because the strategy that was working 6 months ago may not work anymore.
Got it. Got it.
The ideas may evaporate. New business, you know, new opportunities come, they go away. New marketing mediums can go stale. I mean, things could happen at any level.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Okay, okay. Wow.
Helpful?
Of course. It's powerful, actually.
Okay. Do you think people will get value from this conversation?
Srini, I've been with you for almost a year now. So every time I talk to you, I get good value, especially this half hour that we have spent together is...
Maybe 30 minutes.
No reason to barter you here, right?
Right.
But this is good.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Right. So just you know.
Yes.
Right? I know all the emotions that you, as an entrepreneur starting out, mm-hmm. is going through.
Okay.
Not that because I can study, predict any of those things. But just I can refer to my own experiences
right?
when I started out.
Exactly, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I've gone through that. So I know exactly when you'll fall into a ditch.
Okay.
Right? And when you'll get up.
Okay.
And know the exact patterns. So it's just a reference. We already have a past reference.
Right, right.
Of what it is. I can relate to it. The key is you will have lack of clarity,
mm-hmm.
a lot of unknowns, a lot of uncertainty.
Right.
A lot of... setbacks,
right,
and a lot of pain,
right,
both in your stomach and also in your mind,
right. That seemed to be the default state, actually, unfortunately.
Exactly, right. So if you don't do anything, that is the state.
Yes.
And you do it, still you will encounter the state.
Yes.
Right? So, the key is to stay,
right,
and keep working at it,
right.
Despite of knowing that, you know, it's painful right now.
Okay.
So there is a saying, if you live
mm-hmm.
like nobody else is living
right
now,
right,
you will live
yeah.
like nobody else can ever live later on. In other words, if you do it the right way, you
uh-huh.
build it up right now.
Uh-huh.
Others are not. Others are caught up in their own world.
Right, right.
So you work hard and do what you think is right.
Right.
So leveraging yourself, replicating yourself, and putting some principles and strategies and ideas in place to build, you know, your ideas, your concepts, and your businesses, and bring that together.
Right.
Right? And you do that for, you know, a considerable amount of time.
Right.
And keep on modifying, keep on stretching, keep on elongating along the way. And then
right.
you get to that point where, you know, now things are happening and people
right.
would look at you and say, what is this guy doing that we are not able to do?
Got it.
Right. That's,
got
that
it.
State is going to happen. That's going to come. But
okay.
you got to give it time. You got to give it. So if you ask me how much more effort is involved with it, I don't know. When to stop, I don't know.
Okay.
But remember this, every time you have to stop, right?
Uh-huh.
Then if you're starting something,
uh-huh.
as a result of you stopping something,
right.
then you are in the game.
Okay.
Now, if you completely pull yourself out and say, I'm done with this, and I'm not going to go back and look at it. For example,
okay. uh-huh.
I died as a stock investor.
Oh, okay.
In 2001.
Okay.
In fact, in the last 16, 15 years,
mm-hmm.
I probably bought like maybe 4 stocks.
Okay.
Using my my Roth IRA.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Now run back. Why? Because I had a $120,000 setback
uh-huh.
in 2001 stock crash,
okay.
stock market crash, that I'm taking a loss $3,000 every year, even today,
okay.
for the rest of my life. I think it's
okay.
going to continue that way. Whatever. So the point is, I now run back.
Okay. Okay.
Fear.
Yeah.
And primarily because lack of knowledge.
Okay.
I never educated myself on stock market.
Okay.
I now run back into it.
Okay.
I quit. That is quit.
Okay, okay.
Right?
Got it.
But that's not the case with business.
Right.
That's not the case with some other stuff that I'm doing.
Exactly. Yes.
I'm in the game. I play the game.
Okay.
So you got to choose, you know, you got to choose the moves you have to make. If right. one of the moves is not working, so pull yourself from the, it's just like a soccer game, right?
Right.
So you're not performing.
Right.
Your coach will pull you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You'll be replaced by somebody else.
Exactly. Yes.
That doesn't mean you're a bad player.
Yeah, exactly.
You come back next day, two days later, you go back to the game and play, you know, the skill. So the key is to preserve your skills.
Okay.
Preserve your game within you.
Okay.
Right? And outward display
right.
is something that's going to happen automatically as long as the game is alive within you.
Got it. Srini, next question. Do you have time?
Oh, yeah. I have all the time for you.
Okay. So you talked about skills. So I think here is where most people are people who are starting, they kind of give up so easily and all that, right? Especially when it comes to infomercials, for example, or doing internet marketing, in that field. Let's just pick that one area. There are so many moving pieces. I mean, websites and your Facebook campaigns and your, I mean, lots of the digital marketing channels like Snapchat and Instagram and so on and so forth, right? I mean, it sounds like so much noise that's happening. I mean, you go look, do a search and all that. There are so many people talking about things and all that. How do you figure out which is what's going to work, what's not going to work? How do people get to the clarity sooner? I mean, do you have any tips on for people to find out their path to the freeway so soon so that they can go much faster on that? Because right now it feels like it's a maze kind of a situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we know that we have the numbers in front of us.
Right.
But we don't know the exact combination of those numbers that will open the lock.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Right? Yes.
So
actually, that's how it feels. Really. I mean, it's because
right.
Yeah.
So my take, if I look back right now and I see the things that I do in my business, I do 3 or 4 things consistently.
Okay.
Right? Mm. I do Facebook marketing consistently. I do radio show consistently. I do emails I send out to my subscribers consistently.
Right.
I do webinars consistently.
Yes.
So those are the 4 activities I do for lead generation.
Okay.
Lead conditioning and sales.
Right.
I do taking them through the indoctrination process. Right.
Right.
Then I do about 3 or 4 things specifically for new ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And maturing on ideas that otherwise have accumulated over a period of time.
Okay.
So there are 3-4 things. So if I look at just about 7 to 8 things or maybe 12 things in 3 areas of my business, that's not a lot.
Okay.
For example, I have not concentrated on affiliate marketing, like recruiting affiliates to sell my products.
Okay.
I have not. My mind has not gone there. Do I know? Yes. Does it work? Yes. Should I do it? Yes. Okay. I mean, I should do everything in my business, right?
Right.
But I'm not. Right.
Okay.
So there are so many things that you will not be able to do.
Okay.
Key is not just moving, like trying to do everything. Key is to find like 2 or 3 things.
Okay.
Or maybe 5 things that you know.
Okay.
That you can learn quick.
Okay.
And learning quick means not really learning through video tutorials or attending webinars and
doing
those things.
It.
Doing it.
Yes. Got it.
Doing it.
Okay. Right?
So, for example, when you started, you knew nothing about Facebook.
Yeah.
Today, you set up campaigns. You do whatever you do.
Right.
You now have an idea to target. You understand behavioral dynamics of people or where to go. You understand psychographics.
Yes.
You understand different parameters to apply to a pool of 2, 5, 10 million people on Facebook. You do that in a specific market.
Yes.
So that is what you should do consistently.
Okay.
Regardless of what website you're driving traffic to.
Okay.
You do that. Keep on. Right?
Yes.
That's all. And that builds proficiency. That builds confidence.
Okay.
That brings clarity.
Uh-huh.
That's all. It's you. That's one skill you mastered.
Okay.
So it's not. So over a period of 15 years, so 16 years, right? You know, I spent a lot of time on so many different things.
Right.
I mastered a few. Few of them are not relevant anymore.
Okay.
But the confidence is there.
Right.
That if I can start a website right now, I can drive traffic. I know where to get it. I know how to get people to subscribe or opt in, whatever.
Right.
So I know those things, not a big deal. Right?
Yes.
I can provide a service. I can put a product. I can do a home study course. I can membership or a forum, whatever it is. So I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
One thing doesn't work, so some other thing will work. We're going to test it quickly.
Right.
So that comes with confidence.
Right.
So my suggestion is that you pick 2 to 3 things that you really can can work on, learn quickly,
okay,
and keep implementing,
okay,
keep going with it without okay. judging too much about it.
Okay.
Right? For example, Google AdWords.
Right.
Or they're not going to go away. It's a good skill to have.
Right, right.
Learn, right? It's not going to, Facebook, not going to go anywhere away. It's
yes.
going to stay.
Yes.
So good skill to have.
Yes.
So find some areas that are not holistically impacting your business, but impacting
okay.
at one level.
Okay.
Master that.
Okay.
And then graduate to the next one.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Got
that's
it.
The logical step.
Okay.
So if you are driving traffic, right now, let's say we're driving traffic from Facebook to webinars.
Right.
So it's very natural that we now learn how to do, Facebook.
Right.
It's very natural to learn how to run webinars. Very natural.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yes.
Very simple.
Yes, yes.
So I never learned radio.
Okay.
Coming out on the womb saying, I want to learn to do radio. No, it's
yeah.
not. It's based on needs.
Right.
You learn, but you really get into the core of this. You got to go deep into it.
Okay.
You can't stay on the periphery.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
That's what learning is.
And the key is not doing tutorials or YouTubes and all that, courses and all that, just doing.
I mean, I still spend about 30% of my time educating myself.
Sure.
Not that, it's just that when I wake up in the morning, I
mm-hmm.
don't want to feel, look at myself in the mirror,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to feel that, man, I'm laid back, I'm doing marketing 1.0. I don't want to feel that way.
Got it.
Right? So that's why I keep, educating myself. But that doesn't mean that everything I'm consuming is of value to me.
Okay.
It's valuable.
Right.
Everything is valuable, but it's not immediate value to me.
Okay.
So I need to really master what I think is relevant to me and to my business.
Okay.
And keep on doing it.
Okay.
Kind of becomes an unconscious response from your system.
Okay.
You wake me up in the middle of the night, ask me to do a radio show, I'll do it.
Okay.
There are numerous situations where I wake up in the morning, just 2 minutes before my radio tip or through my momentum coaching,
okay.
and jump on and do the call as if I'm like awake for all my life.
Okay.
It is.
Okay.
Right? So it has to become a part of your existence.
Okay.
Every time people quit
uh-huh.
is when they're on the periphery looking in from outside in.
Okay.
That's
okay.
when they quit.
Okay.
But if you're inside.
Okay.
Right? So it's very easy for you to stay on the boundary and criticize someone who's playing the game.
Okay.
But you're not playing the game.
Right.
The man in the arena, right?
Yeah.
The man in the arena really gets it.
He has no way to go.
Exactly.
Right.
Bound by the rules and energy and the play, the game. I mean, whatever. So you're constrained heavily.
Right.
And then you have to perform.
Right.
It's a different thing.
Right.
It's easy to criticize from outside.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So if you're doing a business or you're doing anything in life,
mm-hmm.
so you ask the question, how much that which you are doing is a part of your existence?
Okay.
Right? If it is separated from you,
okay.
can you exist? If the answer is yes,
mm-hmm.
then there is a problem. So So let's say you have a musician who is very passionate about music, who's a singer.
Right.
Not a great singer, not a famous singer.
Right.
None. Try to take music out of that individual. Can they survive? Difficult.
Right.
Because they think that music is life for them.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So if that is the case, then you're good.
Okay.
That's not the case, then questionable. The whole thing is questionable.
Okay. Got it.
Helpful?
Absolutely, senior. Absolutely.
Okay. Any final questions? Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
That tells me that I go now
happy feeling that
right.
if that's the feeling I'm getting from you,
right.
I'm pretty sure that everybody who listens to this
would
be getting some value out of it.
Yeah, I think it was so impromptu. I'm happy that, I think most of the questions that I see, from my journey as an entrepreneur in the past 1 year that I have gone through and all that, I think we've covered it in detail. I'm sure people will, this is going to add lots of value to anybody who has listened to us until this point. So I have no questions about that. Yeah, so much stuff that we talked about. I don't know how to conclude this one, actually.
I don't want to stop this one. I'll tell you.
So
a long time ago, I read a quote. It went this way. It says, if you are a committed giver,
mm-hmm.
you are an incurably happy individual, happening individual, and a peaceful individual.
Okay.
Right. So if you are a committed entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
right?
Uh-huh.
With being a committed giver.
Okay.
You'll be incurably happy. I mean, like there is nothing that so even if you have like $100,000, $200,000 negative on your credit cards and bankruptcy looming on your head, you can still sleep happily.
Right.
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 So unless you get to the point where you realize that mm-hmm. everything that you have today
mm-hmm.
can be taken away from you
mm-hmm.
through this good intent you have and the deed that which you are engaged in,
mm-hmm.
you have not arrived. Say that? You have not arrived.
Can you repeat that once more, Srini?
Okay, we're recording, right? It's so I can't repeat myself, but okay. So you got to realize at some point
mm-hmm.
that everything that you have right now can go away because
right.
you are engaged in this deed.
Right.
Intently, with intent.
Right.
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 And it has happened to many. It will happen to many. I've seen a lot of entrepreneurs go, you know, big, huge, and then lose it all, and then come back huge and lose it all, and come back. I mean, the highs, the lows, and everything in between, right?
Okay.
I'm not expecting that to happen to you.
Okay.
I don't wish it on you
okay.
or upon you.
Okay.
But the key is that in your pursuit
uh-huh.
of doing something bigger and larger and making an impact, making a difference,
right?
You will be faced with situations within which you have to realize
okay.
that whatever you have can uh-huh. can go away from you
okay.
before you will have that which you never had.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it.
So that reality has to sink in as an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Right? And then, you know, everything happens from there. So that is the truth.
Okay.
So it's not like it's everything I have
uh-huh.
to that one thing that I want
right.
is the mindset.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Not I want to keep hanging on to everything I have and also get that one thing that I want.
Got it.
It rarely happens that way.
Okay.
Human psychology, people will do anything
mm-hmm.
to preserve what they have.
Yes.
Despite of the promises that if they let go of that little bit of what they have,
right.
they can get a lot more.
Right, right.
And it's human psychology to preserve whatever they have.
Exactly,
right?
Yes.
So that is the evolution.
Okay.
When you talk about entrepreneurial evolution, you know, growing in the business.
That's a graduation process.
Absolutely. You have to go through it. No shortcuts.
Got it.
Great talking to you, Murali.
Same here, Srini. Thanks for all the time. It was a very good interview, and thanks for taking time to talk to me today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And do let me know what people say once you get some reviews and all these things.
Definitely.
Right? And I'll go back and modify my thinking based on the reviews that I get from this interview.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarapalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.